Hearts have had two wins this season. They're still trying to find their third in the Premier Division. They'll be hoping Derry might be coming to Balbuffet with a bit of a European hangover on Sunday evening.
Yeah, it's a possibility, and I'm sure Derry will be tired from their exploits tonight. But again, Derry are a professional outfit. They're a full-time club, and the players will be well looked after and well prepared for Sunday. So they'll obviously play tonight, and that'll take a lot out of them. They'll probably travel back tomorrow, recover, and get prepared then on Saturday for the game. But again, I suppose with all the European clubs, with the two-legged affair over a week, it's tough going. So it is. So it's as good an opportunity as Hearts will have to turn Derry over in a way this season.
Yeah, I see Ollie Horgan speaking in the local press today, saying that we have to improve. Well, Hearts have to improve if they're going to get anything against Derry in the derby.
Yeah, big time. The Hearts, look, the table doesn't lie. There's 12 points. They're 13 points adrift of the next team up, and they're only 3 points ahead of UCD. So, looking at the table, it's going to be a tough end of the season for Hearts and UCD, and they're both probably hoping to finish in the playoff spot and hoping to stay up that way. But look, again, going in on such poor form to playoffs and stuff like that isn't ideal either, because you'll be playing a Galway or a Cork or somebody who've been one on matches. So again, it's very early in the season to be talking about that, but at the same time, it's realistic with the way the league table's sitting. So they really, really need results.
Yeah, they'll be looking for a bit of improvement, so they will. Robert Jones, Harry Nicholson, Adam McCaffrey and Liam McGing all added into the panel, the senior ranks at Finn Harps over the last week or so. Ollie Horgan, I'm sure, will be looking at a few more in the next couple of weeks. He'll be hoping that he can bolster his side in such a way that they can find those performances, Gavin.
Yeah, well, obviously Ollie feels that he needs to bring in players, he needs to shake things up. I think he said that a few weeks ago, that something has to change, something has to give, and he's obviously signed players now. Again, signing players in the mid-season window that, again, aren't household names or used to the League of Ireland is a gamble, but it's obviously a gamble that seems to be worth taking. And again, look, young Adam McCaffrey coming back into the squad and actually making his debut. He's had a tough year, and everybody, I suppose, in football is delighted to see that he's done that, and hopefully coming through the academy and getting into the first team, he can push on. So that's a real positive from last week's game for everybody at the club, I suppose. But in terms of these signings, I'm not sure if Ollie's bringing in more or not, but he seems to be working hard on that side of things.
Yeah, and those games between Derry and Harps, Gavin, the two matches so far this year, they've been tight affairs. Derry won 1-1, and then obviously the last game, which was last month, Owen Toole wasn't scored very, very late for a share of the spoils. So are we expecting something similar?
Yeah, look, the game in the Brandywell last month was probably Harps' best performance, or one of the best performances of the season. They'll feel aggrieved for 60, 70 minutes. They were the better side, and to all intents and purposes, should have won the game. They give away a poor goal in injury time. And Patchin's free kick was a bit disappointing as well. But they were very good, and there was positive signs from that. But again, they haven't kicked on properly from that result. And Sunday, again, they'll be hoping and expecting another performance to get. And if they do, they'll probably win the game this Sunday if they play as well as that.
Yeah. If you're going to beat Derry, how do you go about it, Gavin, in your view?
I think exactly what they done in the Brandywell that night. They didn't fear Derry. They pressed them. At that stage, Derry looked a bit tired and a bit leggy compared to where earlier on the season. And McWoods and players like that pressed them, worked hard high up the pitch, and got their just rewards. And they done very well. And they had a great game plan tactically, got it right. And on the pitch, got it right. It was just a real pity for Harps on the day that they conceded the goal that they conceded.
Yeah, and the flip side of that is, what the Harps have to be worried of from a Derry point of view is obviously you've got the likes of Jimmy McGonigal, we know was in fantastic form in the early part of the year, and they've got several players that can bang in the goals, so they do.
Yeah, well, look, Derry have scored a lot of goals this season from all patching set pieces, and they'll obviously have to be aware of that on any given day, that he's dangerous and from directly or balls in the box. None of Derry's forwards are really setting the world alight at the minute in terms of there's nothing to fear there, but at the same time they have a lot of good players in their team and a lot of good players in their squad. So all in all, there's no fear for Harps going on this Sunday, but there's an opportunity for 3 points, as good as you'll get. against Derry.
And Sligo Rovers also in action against UCD. By the way, they're in Europe tonight. They've, what, 15 minutes played at the showgrounds. 0-0 against Ballytown. Rovers, of course, leading that 1-2-1 in aggregate, going into to the second game. UCD will be very much in the same sort of thought as Van Harps. Possible European hangover on Sunday for Sligo?
They will, yeah, but Sligo, obviously, since John Russell come in, they're one of the form teams in the league. They'll be buoyed massively. They got a great result last week in Europe and look like they're favourites to go through tonight. If they go through, that gives players a massive lift and going into the weekend as well. So the tired legs, tired minds don't be as big a deal as when you're losing games. Again, it's very hard to see past Sligo at the showgrounds, the form they're in at the minute.
Two other games taking place on Friday. It is, of course, a reduced programme and a programme which has games moved. Drogheda against Bowes and St Pat's against Dundalk, both on Friday. How do you see them ones go, Gavin?
Difficult to call. Drogheda have been inconsistent this season. They're coming off the back of a great result against Dundalk. So, again, Bowes at the same time, they're sort of in around each other on the league table. So it's a very hard one to call. You know, we could see a draw or possibly another Drogheda victory. I think there's a couple of rumours and talks of players, Bowes losing players to English clubs. So again, that won't be great for their squad in terms of settlement and stuff. So you can see Drogheda won on that one.
Yeah.
And again, the Dundalk Pats game is a tough, tough one to call. Two good sides. Dundalk were in really good form up to that Drogheda game. So again, they're second in the league for the right reasons.
Yeah. Just finally then, how's the preparations going for the FAI Senior Cup down at Coghill?
It's slow. It's an early time of year. We played a friendly last Friday and we're on this weekend. We're training on Friday and we have a friendly on Sunday morning, another friendly on Tuesday. So we're trying to ramp it up as much as we can. We'll get about 6-7 sessions in between now and the UCD game. So that's about all we can ask for at this stage. So look, we'll hope for the best on the tie, but we're not going to be too worried about it at the same time.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, we wish you the best of luck with the rest of your preparations for that game. We'll be talking closer, of course, to that game as well, Gavin. But many thanks for joining us tonight live here on Highland on our League of Ireland chat.
Thanks, Justin. Thank you.